بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: من ستر عيب أخيه ستر الله عيبه في الدنيا والآخرة، ومن فرج عن مسلم كربة فرج الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة، والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. أخرجه ابن حبان. In this hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever conceals and hides the fault of a believer, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hide and conceal his faults in the world and the akhirah. Whoever conceals the faults of a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hide his faults in the world and the akhirah. This is the first part of the hadith. And a great lesson for us that if we want our faults, our defects to be hidden from the people, then the way to do this, one easy method to do this, is to conceal the faults of the people. If we see anything wrong, any fault in a person, don't go and spread it. Instead, conceal it, hide it with the intention that, oh Allah, I have seen this fault in this person. I have concealed it for your sake. So conceal my faults in this world and in the akhirah as well. Because the reality is that all of us are full of sins. At Imam Shafi'i, if I recall correctly, used to say that wallahi law alimu qabiha sarirati la aba salamu alayya man yalqa. Imam Shafi'i used to say, or Imam Ahmad, I can't remember exactly, that by Allah, if they knew my evil private life, then they would refuse to do salam upon me. So someone who was such a great person, he is saying this. And of course, we all have many, many faults. So one of the easy ways to make sure that these faults are concealed in this world and on the day of Qiyamah, which means that we will be forgiven on the day of Qiyamah, is make a habit of concealing the faults of others. The second part of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whoever alleviates the worry of a believer in this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate one worry from him from the worries of the hereafter. Whoever alleviates a worry of a believer, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate from him one of the worries from the worries of the hereafter. So again, a similar message that helping the Muslim brother. One is helping the Muslim brother by concealing his fault. And the other way to help a Muslim brother is to alleviate his worry. If he is worried about something, if he has a problem, if he has an issue, and you have the solution, and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try and help him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate your worry on the day of Qiyamah. And the third part of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abd fi auni akhihi," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the assistance of the servant as long as the servant is in the assistance of his brother. So as long as you are in the service, the assistance, you are there, you are ready to help your Muslim brother in anything that he may need help in, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain in your assistance. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the easy ways to attract the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by helping our fellow brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the understanding. Ameen.